Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I can feel a new expression on my face. I can feel a total sensation taking place.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And also the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Bill Treasurer. Bill is the author of Leaders Open Doors. That's his most recent book on leadership. We're talking about his most recent trip that he made to speak to and join the Pittsburgh Pirates in their spring training. And I'm enjoying our visit, Bill, but it's bringing out some feelings in me that I'm not proud of, because I'm feeling pretty covetous right now, feeling pretty jealous right now, and that, you know, that green-eyed monster, you know, that happens. I'm enjoying what you're saying, but I'm still pretty jealous about you having this opportunity. Although I'm proud of you, I really am. You know that. But anyway, the book is called Leaders Open Doors. Tell the folks how they can find it.
They can go to leadersopendoors.com.
They can also go to
couragebuilding.com as well.
All right. So, folks, find out what the manager, the general manager of the Pittsburgh Pirates, saw that was so valuable. Which is, you know, it's okay with me if you didn't believe me all these years and what a great book this is. But anyway, Bill, I'm not surprised that they found your book so important and brought you down to talk to them. So let's cover some of the things that you learned from them about.
Yeah.
You said that they had some handful of things that they focus on every day.
Yeah, and so, you know, just some things that I think I got more out of the experience than they got out of me. One of the things was this idea of embracing hardship. You know, the Pittsburgh Pirates had the longest losing streak in the history of professional sports, not just baseball, including basketball, football, and hockey. So over 21 years of a losing season. And then finally, what they decided to do is that they're going to embrace their hardship. And they even have on their wall, they've got this poster of Sisyphus, and it says one must imagine Sisyphus happy. In other words, we've got to trudge through this, and that's how we develop
character. Tell them who Sisyphus is.
The Greek, I guess he was a deity, but he was a Greek that would push up the rock up the hill every single day and get to the very top, and then the rock would fall back down, and they'd have to start all over again.
Right.
And so this idea of, you know, one must imagine Sisyphus happy. And it really is about character building, because these guys have to remember that people are watching them. Kids are watching them. Kids are going to take their name and say, hey, I want to be this player today, and adopt that player and wear that player's name on the back of their shirts. So character matters, and how you handle hardship is a key lesson.
I like the thing that someone once said to me that difficulty doesn't build character, it reveals it.
Exactly.
That's
how character is forged. Mm-hmm. And last year they had a winning season, but they've been investing in eventually having this winning season. One of the things that they do is they made a strategic decision about 4 or 5 years ago that if we're going to build a sustainable, lasting, competitive franchise, we have to invest not just in the major league team, but in the minor league teams, because those guys are the pipeline for this business. Mm-hmm. And so they did that, and now these folks that were in the minors for sometimes, in the case of, you know, 3 or 4 years, are starting to bubble up to the majors, and it's creating a competitive environment, and they're winning again. Right now they're in second place in the National League.
Well, and you bring these people in from that level, and they're more appreciative. They don't feel like they're stars. You know, they've earned their bones, so to speak.
And I think
that kind of grounding is good for leadership, don't you?
I think so. I mean, it really builds a sense of loyalty and camaraderie.
And values, yeah.
Yeah, they just don't come in as some, you know, high-priced, already existing pro. They have built their way and earned their way to becoming a pro.
Exactly.
Another lesson, strengthen your mental self. They actually have a mental conditioning coach, and they send people in groups of, say, 10 or 15 to the mental conditioning coach every day, and the coach has a different thing they're focused on. When I was with them, the pitching staff, actually the pitchers, were all with the mental conditioning coach, and they were talking about the importance of resetting. There's a reason that a pitcher will, you know, wipe the dirt from the mound after a bad pitch. And they're doing it as a symbolic way of resetting their brain and saying, you know what, I'm swiping away with that one, getting ready for the new pitch. So that coach that day, the mental conditioning coach, was just working on resetting. And each pitcher would get up there and reveal out loud and say, here's the situation where I get tight, and here's where I really need a reset, and here's physically what I do for the reset. But this idea of focusing on your mental self, not just your physical self, as part of your preparation and rehearsal.
What's the next one?
The next one is emphasize leadership and accountability. So they have, with these minor league players, they adopt a leadership council selected by their peers, who are about 20 promising young leaders that are players, that are picked by other minor league players to be part of the leadership council. And so the emphasis is on leadership. People want to be part of this council, but also on accountability. Every single day when they're reinforcing the values at 6:30 in the morning, they bring out a dollar jar. And people voluntarily disclose how they let the team down the day before. They've got to fess up about it and stick a dollar in the jar. And when they get enough money, they donate that money to charity.
All
but
right.
It creates this environment where people are the first to raise their hand when they somehow make a mistake.
What Bill Treasurer learned when he went to spring training with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Hey, Bill, are you writing about this? Is there an article about all this somewhere?
Yeah, I've put it in a blog, and I'll send it to you.
All right, thanks, and thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon, Bill Treasurer, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.